Once upon a time, there was a cricket named Gordon.
Did you say just name somebody Boris?
Gordon. Come in here.
Where?
And Gordon wanted to be a private eye.
Private eyes.
They're watching you. Watching your every move. Private eyes. They're watching you. Private eyes. They're watching you, watching you.
You know at Wonderland when Nicole wasn't pregnant? We went on the Leviathan. Uh-huh. And that was playing when we were on it. So I'm like,
so, Gordon the cricket wanted to be a private eye.
The cricket?
Cricket. And he,
wait, what kind of private eye?
The kind that sneaks around and watches people to see what they're up to.
No, to watch so their every move.
They're watching you. And, so, yeah, Gordon. So, he asked around to his friends, and he said, do you have any cases that I can take on? I'll do it pro bono, which means I'll do it for free. Just because I'm trying to get some experience in detecting and private eyeing. And he asked all his friends. And they're like, I don't know, I can't think of anything, but I'll let you know. Until one day, one of his friends said, hey, who stole my maple syrup? I had a bottle of maple syrup right here, and now I don't have any maple syrup.
That's weird.
What the heck? I just bought it. So
it was $3.
He called Gordon, and he said, Gordon, my maple syrup's missing. I think you're the man for the job. Gordon said, well, that's kind of more of a detective job than a private eye. A private eye is supposed to be watching other people.
That's creepy.
Not solving mysteries, but in a pinch. His buddy said, well, I'll tell you what, I think my neighbor Doris took it. He goes, ha-ha! Perfect. I shall follow Doris and watch her every move.
Rabbit and ass, they're watching you. They see you.
And, so there he was. Gordon was all set. He was going to watch neighbor Doris and just
his
see exactly
neighbor.
What
his
she was up to.
His name is neighbor Doris.
Her name is neighbor Doris.
Really? Her first name is neighbor.
Yeah, last name Doris.
Neighbor. That's her name. Neighbor.
So we watched her. Sat there. Sat by her window. Watched. All night long. Waiting for breakfast. In hopes that she would bring out the syrup. And he would have evidence. So we waited all night long. And then when the light came on, he woke up and looked in a window. Started walking down the stairs. Just as she was getting into the kitchen, his leg got really itchy. He wanted to use his other leg to scratch that leg. Like he does so instinctively all the time.
Wait, what happened before that? I was thinking about stuff.
She was coming down the stairs in the morning for uh-huh. breakfast, and he was. This was the moment he was waiting for, to see if she would go and take out the syrup to pour on her breakfast. Mm-hmm. But his leg got itchy. And so he wanted to scratch.
But how did he know that the syrup was his?
he had a description of the syrup in question, which was a rare syrup all the way from northern Quebec. The bottle was shaped like a fleur-de-lis.
What's a fleur-de-lis?
It's Quebec's symbol on their flag.
What is it?
It's a flower. Fleur is flower.
I know that.
De-lis, I don't know. Some guy named Lee? Is he his flower? Anyways. So.
What's the
his leg allergy. So if you scratch it with his other leg, you know what happens when crickets scratch their leg together? Exactly. Doris looked outside and said, "Hey, what are you doing, cricket?" And he said, "Ah!" He skipped away. Jumped away real quick.
Is everyone else, all his other friends, like ladybugs and stuff?
Yeah, all the other insecti.
Peoples. That's an actual word.
So anyways, he went back to his friend and he said, "I'm sorry. Turns out I'm not a very good PI." And his friend said, "What? Why? You said you stayed up all night long. That's dedication." He goes, "I know, but in the end, I'm just a cricket. And I make noise and people see me. I need to be a stealthier insect. If I'm gonna be a private eye, I gotta look up a new profession. Maybe just join the symphony with the rest of my family and relatives." And his friend said, "Heck no! I need to find out about my syrup, and I think you're the man for the job." So his friend went into his closet and came out with leg warmers. Slid a leg warmer on each of Gordon's legs. And Gordon went back out into the field. Sure enough, he cracked that case wide open. That Doris did snipe his buddy's maple syrup. And he busted her right in the act. And his buddy came over and snatched it back. Case closed. And they took out another case, and another case, and another case. And he was killing it. Best PI in town. All thanks to his buddy's quick thinking and possession of leg warmers. The end.
Okay, Daddy, here's what I need to talk to you about. Wait, wait, wait a second. I don't want...